This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer today jointly addressed renowned Indian and Austrian CEOs at a roundtable business meeting in Hofburg Palace, Vienna. Mr. Modi highlighted significant potential for collaboration between Indian and Austrian companies in various sectors including infrastructure, renewable energy, green sectors, new and emerging technologies, fintech, startups and innovation, among others. He also invited Austrian companies to invest in India. Earlier, the Prime Minister held talks with the Austrian Chancellor in Vienna and discussed various dimensions of the bilateral relations. In a press statement after the meeting, Mr. Modi said they discussed the biggest challenges humanity is facing right now, including climate change and terrorism. The Austrian Chancellor said it is impressive to look at India's success when it comes to infrastructure, digitalization in society and developing infrastructure at an enormous pace. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today chaired a review meeting with senior officials of his ministry to assess the preparedness to check the spread of dengue in the country. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said the ministry is preparing schemes for dengue prevention, containment and management and is also working in tandem with states. He informed that the ministry will launch a round-the-clock dengue helpline and has asked the states to launch such helplines as well in the next 4 to 5 days. The BJP today lauded the Supreme Court's judgment that a divorced Muslim woman is entitled to seek maintenance from her husband. Replying to a media query in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi termed the verdict as a big relief for Muslim women, saying it is a decision to give equal respect to women irrespective of their religion. Earlier in the day, the Supreme Court said a Muslim woman is entitled to maintenance from her husband under Section 125 of the Code of Criminal Procedure. The bench, comprising Justices B.V. Nagaratna and Augustine George Massey, dismissed a petition in the case in which the man filed a plea against the direction to pay interim maintenance to his divorced wife. The Maharashtra Assembly today passed the Maharashtra Competitive Examination Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024 to prevent unfair means in competitive exams. As per the bill, an offence under this act shall be punished with imprisonment for 3 years, which may extend up to 5 years, and with a fine of up to 10 lakh rupees. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has clarified that changes in the existing textbooks have been made only for classes 3 and 6 and not for other classes. The schools have been instructed to continue using the same textbooks for other classes except for classes 3 and 6 as they did in the previous academic year. President Draupadi Murmu today unveiled the trophies of the Duran Cup Tournament 2024 at a function held at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The trophies unveiled include the Duran Cup, the President's Cup and Shimla Trophy. On the occasion, the President said football is one of the most popular sports in the world. President Murmu added that when professional footballers play in front of thousands of fans, the excitement of the players and spectators increases manifold. The flood situation is worsening day by day in the Tarai region of Uttar Pradesh. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath along with Union Minister Jitin Prasad will visit Pilibhit and Lakhimpur Kheri districts today, which are most affected by the flood fury. After conducting the aerial survey, he is also scheduled to visit the flood victims and review the rescue and relief operation going on in these areas. In Uttarakhand, traffic has been blocked after a massive landslide near the Patal Ganga Ramsi Tunnel on the Badrinath National Highway in Chamoli district. All pilgrims heading to the Badrinath Yatra have been asked to stop at safer places. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over northeast, west and south peninsula India during the next 2 to 3 days. In cricket, Indian men's team has set a target of 183 against Zimbabwe in the third T20 match in Harare, electing to bat first. India scored 182 for 4 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Skipper Shubman Gill scored the highest 66 runs in 49 balls. And with that, we end this news bulletin.